Okay. Parsha Shira and the whole story of Klal Yisrael coming out of Egypt and Kriyas Yamsuf. And I want to read to you a line from the Das Torah Biruchim. I was just zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. I learned a little bit by Tzvi Kaplan. He's got a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and his father gives a shmooze. And his father, in the middle of the shmooze, says, "And my Zayda said," he said in Yiddish, "Zok the Zayda." And who's the Zayda? It's Biruchim. It sounds like it was a Messiah. It was unbelievable. I'm sitting in a room with the grandson of Rabbi Yerucham Levavis. He's saying of a shmooze. I was like, oh, that was like a pachet b'chodah. But I want to read to you one ha'ara here that he has. And maybe just you got to understand this nekuda. It's such an important nekuda. It's a zekei liva anveyu, avi ve'orim emenu. This is my God, zekei ve'anveyu. Ve'anveyu, three different shotim, famous. Avedomelo. Or it could be that the idea of bringing a hiddur mitzvah, or the idea on vehu is building a base hamikdash. Aviv Roman, we'll get back to that shortly. And Avi Zekel Elokai Avi, this is the father, the God of my father. Ve'aromemena, I'll raise him up. And Rashi explains Elokai Avi, it's the God, father, it's the God of my father. Lo ani tchilas hakadusha. This is not the beginning of the kedusha. Ela muhzekes ve'omedes li. It's already established hakadusha, right? Ve'elokuso alai mimi avosai. And the God has been upon us already from the time of my father. Okay. There's so many things to unpack, but this line of zekei liva anveyu, I quote Rabbi Elephant. He calls it the spitz part of the shira. Spitz, which is the quintessential part of the shira. It's the whole essence, the whole reason of the shira. And the das Tyree here basically explains. He says the following. You have to understand, what's the tachlis? What's the point of a miracle? Zeloi kfar dibardu be'inyan anisim b'chlal. We've spoken a little bit about miracles in general. U'bebir mash omem l'cho asis Hashem gadol v'kodesh ba'olamecha. That for you I have done this great name in this world. Ki b'chol neis v'neis she'akadosh baruch hu oseh. Because within each and every miracle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, ein tachlis. The purpose is not ki emaisa hachua va'apurkan. Excuse me. The purpose is not for us to be saved. Shebal yedei anes, that it has to happen through a miracle. It's not that, oh, God is pushed against the wall. He's got to save us. What? Nothing's going to work now. Go, go, gadget arms. Boom, we'll make a miracle. That's not it. Uki'ilu sh'achari apurkan akol kvar ozel. And after the miracle, everything's gone. Because I don't need the miracle anymore. Right? Right? Like, it's like a built, he compares it to an uman who makes a kli, who makes a vessel, that the second whoever, you know, when the Inspiron guy, when the Intel guy came and put a chip in his computer, the second he puts the chip in his computer, I don't need that guy anymore. That's not the pshat. Right? Lo kenu maisa. That's not the case when it comes to maisa neis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu einu mistalei klal yolam kol inyan shel neis hu giloi. But rather, the point is, what's the point of a miracle? The point of a miracle is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal His galus shmo yizbarach al yedei hanes. The nes is a vehicle for us to see the Yad Hashem. Kelaymar, shen izgal lefoneinu shem Hashem, ubemida shem izgale. And that mida of the miracle, which facet of Him that He gives up, that's the revelation of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's the tachlis. And therefore, after the miracle, it's not like the guy who made the computer, the Celeron chip, and he disappears, but the miracle stays within the world, because by keeping in the world, that's keeping in it the Shem Hashem within the world. That's the tachlis of miracles. The Elokus goes on for generations. This is why at the Pesach Seder we spend so much time not telling a cool story, but the story's supposed to drive out of us the emunah that's latent within us. See, Klal Yisrael made this mistake. This is my little ha'ara. If you, what happens right after the shir? They sing Zekeli, this is my God, and this is the God of my fathers. What happens? What's the first story that happens right after the Kriyas Yamsuf? Klal Yisrael goes, and they go 3 days without water. And then the only water that they have access to is what? Bitter water. Why? Kimarim hay. Because they were bitter. Now the Kutzker says the people were bitter. Okay. But because the water, Kimarim hay, because the water was bitter. You understand? They couldn't drink. So what did they do? They complained to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, he starts complaining, and everyone's complaining, until what happens? A tree comes from somewhere, goes into the water, and the water becomes sweet. They drink the water, gevaldik. What's the next part of the... In the middle of the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk then tell us? Sham sam loichok u'mishpat. There, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him what? Gave us what? Chayk u'mishpat. Statutes and laws. Two kashas. Kasha number one, how could Klal Yisrael complain? Right? How could you complain? You just had the greatest miracle of all time happen. You created the Yamsa, the Mishra were coming, they were going to kill you, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, God comes, splits the sea, lets you go through, gives you all the spoils and the booty. Holy cow! 3 days later, God, come on. Could you give us some water? What? The water's a little bitter. Just drink it. You'll be fine. Right? Can you imagine one day, your wife, you're going to come home, your wife's going to make the most unbelievable dinner. It's a shame. Right? Some of us might be getting married soon. Make an unbelievable dinner. What's your favorite food? Steak. French fries. Steak with the fries, the long fries. You know, put them in ketchup, salt. Delicious. You finish that meal. Where's dessert? No dessert. What? So you're going to start complaining? Your chutzpah. She spent hours. Right? You're not going to do that. You both had the most delicious dinner in the world. You're not going to complain. Klal Yisrael complains. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. The story ends, and then, oh, by the way, here you go. Sham sam leichok u'mishpat. Here's some statutes and laws. Rashi zakt. What did he give him? You know Rashi? What did Rashi say over there? Rashi says, nizdu l'kama parashios l'zazki behen. He gave him certain parashios to engage in. What are those parashios? Shabbos, Paraduma, and Din. Go sit and steig. Hey, what's going on? I want to say the following, based on a Marshon Babakama. Klal Yisrael loved the miracles. They loved the miracles so much. You know what they wanted to see again? They want to see more miracles. Cool, God, let's go. Klal Yisrael was so fired up. They had Emunah. They loved Hashem. But they wanted to see miracles because they couldn't think they could see the Yad Hashem again. They wanted to see the Yad Hashem again and again and again and again. God, do another trick. They could have drank the water in a chinami. It's like you wanted to thank your wife for all the delicious food, but you want to say, wow, that was so good, I want more, right? I want God, I want more miracles. I want to see the Yad Hashem. So Hashem takes a little tree, eats Chaim Hilama Chazikim Bo, he sweetens up the water, but he says, no. You want to see me in this world? No more miracles. The era of miracles are over, sort of. Here's Torah. You want to see me in this world? You got to learn Torah. Israel writes, what's the very DNA of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? That's the whole idea of the miracles. The miracles is not about the miracles. It's not a cool story like, wow, that was great special effects. You know, it's all about the Giloy, the revelation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Shtetin Pasuk, Rosh Shiv Chalayam, then Chazal, Rosh Shiv Chalayam, Mashalei Rosh Yecheskel Ben Buzi. They're able to see on the sea what even the Shivcha was able to see more than any prophet. The miracles were great, but what was more chashiv was they saw the Yad Hashem. To recognize within those miracles the Giloy, the revelation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When we sing Az Yashir every single day, what essentially we're singing is because we saw the Yad Hashem and we're trying to recapture that. You know, if you say Az Yashir B'Simcha each and every day, the merits are unbelievable. And that's why we say Zekeli and Elokei Avi. We go back to that. We say this every single day. Zekeli is for the in our own lives. Das Torah says, right? Zekeli. We have two aspects of our Emunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Zekeli is that which I could point to. That's my God. It's not your God. Meaning, in my life, you're going to see God all over the place, right? You just got to see the Yad Hashem. It's up to us to search. Zekeli. Right, in my life, I've seen God so many times. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair if it wasn't for God, right? In my Hashkocha Pratis, in my life, Zek Keli, but there's a second aspect. There's the Elokei Avi. There's the Yerusha we have. We have a Yerusha going all the way back. We're not Muchzuk. It didn't come to us, start from us, Rashi says. It came from our forefathers, right? We come from a lofty Messiah that our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents, whether they were from or not from, they come from generations that goes all the way back to where? Kriyas Yamsuf. Elokai Avi. We got to tap into that. We're always tapping. You know who tapped in? The first one is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu gives a korban, and it's from Elokai Avram ve Elokai Yitzchak. What? It wasn't his God? Of course it was his God. But it was tapping into the God of his Mesorah. When Paro yells, it's amazing. That story is so amazing. But when he says, Paro says, Perakei Pazik Beis, he says, Lo Yadat Yis Hashem. I don't know God. You know what Paro's saying? Not in my DNA. It's not my loyadati is Hashem. You guys have the DNA. Makes it so much easier because you know what we're doing? We're just accessing the chelak elokai mimal that we all have. When we say those words, elokai avi, every single day, va'aravena, and raise me up, all we're doing is accessing the emunah that was there. So the miracles are gevaldik, but they're not just a cool show. They're supposed to move us. It's supposed to be part of it, inculcate, and infuse us with emunah. I'll just end with something I heard from Rabbi Elephant, b'shem, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. I didn't see the Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz inside. The Shivcha, the maidservant, saw on the sea what Yecheskel ben Buzi didn't see. Let me ask you a question. Who's the Shivcha? Who's the Shivcha? Do you know? I don't know who the Shivcha is. Says Reb Chaim, you know what the problem with the Shivcha was? She had Amunah in that Bishaita. What happened after that? Amunah is gevaldik. Miracles are gevaldik. But you got to take it. You got to take the miracle, you got to move with it. She remained the Shivcha. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. You got to take all of the messages that were given from the parasha. We have to take about it, think deeply about Amunah, and we got to be moved with Amunah. That's the lesson. You know, don't be complainers about something to try to get more miracles from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just try to look deeply into ourselves. We'll see these messages of Amunah. We see these messages of Amunah. We'll become tremendous people. Zayga Zot Nishtarik, have an amazing day.